on Smile 90.4 FM.
I met somebody yesterday, right, that is afraid of bubble wrap. They're freaked out by bubble wrap. Freaked out by bubble wrap.
No way.
Yeah, true.
No, it's like it.
Really. Do you have a weird kind of fear, one that nobody else in your family understands?
A fear of bubble wrap. I'm 49 years old and I still can't control my urge to pop those little bubbles.
Rocky, I've got a fear of pantherophobia, the fear of my mother-in-law.
One thing that I can't do is eat what we would call a frozen sucker, because if my teeth touch the wooden stick, I'll go through the roof. It just absolutely sends me into an absolute frenzy.
Rocky, I've got a fear of pantherophobia, the fear of my mother-in-law.
But I hate the feeling of the inside of a toilet roll or all those books that have that same sort of material at the back. It absolutely goes right through me, and even just talking about it makes me cringe.
One thing that I can't handle is going on an escalator.
Bring on the snakes, bring on the spiders, but I will cock-a-luck in my pants for a flying cockroach.
Oh. How about like little bugs with horns on or stuff? Have fears of that? What's your fear?
Definitely a frog.
Oh.
It's such a weird thing, but frogs are... Oh, I can't. And Olof has this thing of just bringing us presents.
Frogs? Yeah. Did he bring frogs in?
Yes, he does. Cool. And I literally jump up and down, and Franz is the one that has to evacuate the frog and just throw it over there.
Mnye padaman. You go... Oh, Padaki! Where's me padaman?
I'm not a very fearful person, but let me just see a mouse or a rat, guys.
Really?
Niks weg. I will move out of my place.
Yeah.
My fear is open umbrellas and certainly people walking with them and holding them, so much so that I'll change the side of the road I'm walking on, or even hide behind my wife while I'm walking down the road. I dare not. I don't know what's more dangerous, the person or the umbrella, but the combination is horrific.
That's is like, it is though, because you think like, so you want to be nowhere near. So if you see one that's opened up on a rainy day, you will be like, okay, well, I'm not going to go. I'm done. I'm going to stay here till these umbrellas go past. And then.
Absolutely. I'll stay indoors rather. Or I'd even not even go outside. I don't even own an umbrella myself. I just have jackets.
Wow. Where did this fear come from? Where did it, start, Richard?
I think it's just the potential for harm. You know, they've got a lot of pointy sides, and I see people carrying them, and they have no idea, and I just think...
Like, whoa, yeah.
I'll rather walk in the middle of the road.
Needless to say, winter's now gone, Richard. It's safe. You may now walk the streets again.
I can go outside again.
You can go outside, it's safe.
Bless the sun.
Nicole, good morning.
No.
Nicole, tell us this now. You have a fear of chickens.
I do. I know it's super irrational. I can't make sense of it.
No way.
I'm the laughing stock of my family and friends, but I just cannot deal with them. So, strangely enough, I actually love farms.
Wow.
I will intentionally go there. I like to play with animals. I'm a big, like, farm freak, actually. My son finds it the funniest thing. I use him as a human shield once. I held him between myself and the chicken, and I was screaming and crying, and he thought it was the funniest thing.
Wait.
He ended up picking the chicken up and chasing me with it.
Follow us on TikTok at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.